Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, he's been blasted by parents who are horrified that he urged his three-year-old boy to punch another child in the mouth. Yeah. Apparently, his kid got hit in the back, and then Conor basically said, hey, listen, go hit that kid in the mouth.
Did he hit you, did he?
Yeah.
Where did he hit you? What did he say? Hit him back. Where are you going to hit him? Hit him in the mouth. He hit you in the back, did he? How much did he go? Hit him in the mouth. Aim for the mouth and the nose, can't you? Yeah, but then hit him, then be faster. That's what we train, yeah?
Now, the controversial Irish brawler took a lot of flack for posting this to Facebook. It's captioned, Lion King McGregor's. Anybody got a problem with that? I mean, maybe the age of three is not the best time to be teaching that lesson. But, like if we're going to just be, like, can we just be honest about this?
Yes.
My dad taught me to fight back. My dad was never a walk away from the battle kind of guy. If somebody's going to hit you, you hit them back. You never start the fight, but you certainly, in my dad's words back in the day, you want to be the one to end it.
Yeah, tell me if you've had this conversation as a parent, where one parent is, you know, we know violence isn't the answer, and I know that what happened to you, it hurt. Yes, it did, and I know your feelings were hurt, and I know that you feel bad about it, and you know what you have to do tomorrow is you have to realize that, you know, that person might have had a bad day, and you know we all have feelings, and maybe it wasn't a blah 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 blah. And then kid goes away, and the other parent goes over to the room a little bit later and goes, "Hey, that happens again, you puck him right in the face. Seriously, all you got won't happen again. Shh." And then leaves the room.
I like the shh at the end.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I've had that conversation, but I've had that conversation.
Yeah.
With
and
my
I'll probably
kid.
Have to have that conversation with mine as well, though my kids...
Now, I'm not talking about, you know, listen, you got to be the king of the school ground, and you got to throw your weight around. I'm not talking about you becoming shot caller. I'm talking about if you're bullying my kid over and over again and not seeing results from the powers that be, and this is happening on the regular, I'm going to take my kid aside, and I'm going to say, listen, if that happens again, punch him in the face.
Never start, always finish. And it's not a bravado thing. Again, if you're minding your own business and somebody hits you as a kid, that's full license. You'd have full license for me to hit that kid back. And again, I think three might be a little young to be teaching that life lesson. You want to do it so that, you know, the kid can kind of, it sinks in some capacity. Because I think at the age of three, four, you're still dealing with a lot of kid stuff, child stuff. But a little later in life, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that one degree. One iota, Jay. One iota, I say.
Yeah, we're not even... There's nobody backing off on this one. It's interesting. Usually you temper it, you're like, no. Hey, Greg.
How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I had an incident with my son when he was 8 years old. There was a bully at school, and he was giving it to my son time after time. He came home with scratches and cuts on him. And I was asking him what was going on, and I finally got out of my son. So I said to him, I said, look, okay, if he comes at you one more time, and I showed him how, I used to take martial arts, but I didn't show him any of that stuff, and I said, just hit him right between the eyes. So one day, my son clocks him because he's getting bullied again. I get called by the principal down at the school. The principal sits me down. He goes, yeah, your son is... you know, we don't condone that type of behavior. I says, well, this kid we're talking about here has been bullying not just my son, but other parents are complaining about him. I said, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. My son's going to hit him tomorrow and the next day and the day after that until either you people take care of the situation with the troublemaker, because that's what he's going to do. He has the right to defend himself, period.
Wow. Nah, fair enough. I like that. Right. You know, again, if the school's not going to protect your kid, and it's a one-on-one situation, even out in the field or what have you?
Chris is pretty upset about what happened. Would you mind if I had a word with your son?
Not at all. He's up in his room.
Hey there, Kyle. Hey, I'm Chris Griffin's father.
Hey, I'm Chris Griffin's father.
Now, that's not very nice. I don't sound like that at all. You're making me sound like Michael Stipe. Listen, I just want you to know what you did the other day was wrong.
What you did the other day was wrong.
You're not making this easy, Kyle.
You're not making this easy, Kyle. My name's Peter Griffin. I'm a big, fat, dumb butt face.
Shut up, Kyle.
I'm Peter Griffin. I'm a dorky, fat, numbnuts.
Kyle, I said shut up.
You're a poop nose.
It's from the Family Guy. Ryan and Jay here on The Rush. We're talking... every time. Gets me every
time.
We've had a lot of reaction to Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, who basically encouraged his three-year-old, after his three-year-old was punched in the back, to punch his kid, to go back and punch the kid in the mouth.
Did he hit you, did he?
Yeah.
Where did he hit you? What did he say? Hit him back. Where are you going to hit him? Hit him in the mouth. He hit you in the back, did he? How much did he go? Hit him in the mouth. Aim for the mouth and the mouth and the nose, champ, eh? Well, yeah, but then hit him, then be faster. That's what we train, yeah?
That's what we train.
Hit him in the nose and the mouth. Just aim for the nose. Just aim for the nose, he says. This is causing controversy. I have no idea why this is controversial. Other than the age, other than the kid's three, this is what dads and moms, like, I wouldn't even put a gender on this. You teach your kid, boy or girl, to defend themselves if they're attacked. Isn't that part of the life lesson? Again, don't be the aggressor. Don't hit first, but certainly finish a fight if somebody is coming at you. Just don't take it and take it again and again and again, because a lot of the time, Jay, that gets you nowhere.
Really thought we'd be getting a lot more pushback on this one. I got to be honest with you. I thought the moment we talked about that, it would be like, no, you can't do that. You can't be encouraging that type of thing with children. We're live at 416-872-1010. We'll start off with Stacy. Hi Stacy. Hey, go ahead.
So back when my son was in grade six, he was terrorized by two school bullies daily for about 2 weeks. I was on the phone with the principal. You guys have to deal with this, resolve this issue. My son is scared to go to school. His friends wouldn't have lunch with him because at lunch they'd come over and pick on him, take his lunch. It got to a point where it was just awful. He didn't want to go to school. So I done my part trying to work with the school to resolve it. And finally I said, you know what? This is not working. You go into that school tomorrow. If you're touched by either one of them, you punch the kid straight in the face. He went to school. Sure enough, he was picked on, and he hauled off and punched a kid in the face. Well, I get a call from the school later on telling me, well, your son's been in a fight. He's going to be suspended. And I find out that he's turned around, punched the kids in the face to defend himself. So I had it out with the school saying, listen, I gave you the opportunity to do your job, which obviously you haven't. It's escalated to this point, so I had to step in and do mine. I fully support that.
So yep. What happened? Did you end up with the suspension anyway for your son?
I did not, because I had a battle with them. The kids never touched him again, and I threatened to go to the school trustees about it and let them know how long this had gone on and how my kid had been tortured, and nobody intervened. So, no, that's the way it was resolved. Nobody else did
their
job.
When I hear your story, Stacey. You know, I think it resonates with a lot of people, but there's people who write in this, Jay, at 71010. Can't believe you guys are taking this position in 2020. You're suggesting we teach kids that when someone hurts them, they should respond by hurting them back? This is the same lesson the bully initially learned from their parents. No, it's not. It's a completely different set of circumstances. You tell your kid not to be the victim, to stand up for themselves. That doesn't mean they become the bully. At some point, you heard her voice, enough is enough. If you don't feel you're getting the support, you know, it's not just free license for your kid to be a punching bag.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Bill.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
First of all, I just want to say I do think that the schools not taking responsibility for bullying is very much the minority. It's not the majority of cases. Most schools take it very, very seriously. But secondly, all I was going to say is you tell your kid, like that lady before, go ahead and smash that bully in the face. If those bullies then turn around and panel the heck out of her kid and really hurt the kid, maybe break a bone or something, is she going to be okay with that repercussion? Like, are you okay with the results is all I'm saying? Or maybe the bully comes back the next day with a stick or a bat. Are you going to be okay with what happens after that?
So I guess the other end of it, Bill, would be, are you okay with your kid having the crap beat out of them every day?
No, but there are avenues for that, is what I'm saying. And a lot of people are going to phone up and say, the schools don't do anything. But that is so the minority. Like, it is really, really the minority.
Yeah, but what happens if it doesn't happen at school?
Well, then you go to the police. You have services around. If your kid gets beat up outside of school, that's an assault charge. It did happen to my kid. My daughter and her boyfriend got beat up because some kid liked her and didn't like the fact that she had a boyfriend, so a bunch of them beat the both up. Well, guess what? The cops rolled around 2 days later. Every one of those kids was arrested for assault charges and are now in the courts. That's the way you deal with it.
Yeah. Again, if the police take that kind of thing seriously enough for them to pursue it and do that kind of thing, sure. But again, some of these fights, like, I'm a big believer in self-defense. Like, my kids will go to self-defense class because I believe in it. I think that teaching your kid, and for me, it's just like teaching your kid math. You need it in certain circumstances. You may never need it in life, but it's something you've got to have.
I did not know that Jiffy offered that.
It's at the bottom part of the app.
It's a submenu. Hi, Pascal.
Hey, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Great topic, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, my view is I do parenting seminars, and one of my forte is bullying. How to prevent bullying from happening to your kid.
Oh, great.
We use the words victim and self-defense too loosely there. You know, a bully does not go after an assertive kid. That's a kid who can stand up for himself. They go for the passive kids, you know, the ones that go running to the teacher or go running to the parents. So, I mean, so how do you get your kid to be assertive? Because if you fight back, that's what bullies want. Bullies want a fight. And when does a fight happen? After school. So how do you get them to be assertive is by teaching kids when the kids are saying something that their voice has a value and they need to be listened to. Kids who are bullied are the kids who are extremely passive, who were brought
up. I believe that you teach a kid confidence, you teach a kid respect, you teach a kid the ability to protect themselves, to strengthen both their, you know, their physical being, their mental being. I think those are all parts to play in raising a kid who's not going to be trifled with in the first place and doesn't necessarily even have to throw the fist, right, out of defense. I mean, there are things that can be taught in that realm, too, which I'm fully supportive of.
Hey, John. Hi, John.
Hey, I got a conundrum for you guys.
Okay.
One of my son's first bullies was a girl. I can't tell him to hit her.
That's got to be something you work out with the parents.
Actually, my wife, it was brilliant. She actually talked to a couple other parents who had daughters who went over and had a brief discussion with the other girl. So it was a couple other girls had to stick up for him.
Had a little detente.
Yeah, smart way to do it. Very smart way to do it.
Wow, these phones are blowing up on this today.
Also, my kid's built like a tank. I'm not sure.
Oh, your boy? Your lad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to have to teach him much.
You're going
to
be just
fine. He intimidates
me.
I'm terrified.
When your nickname is Wreck-It Ralph, and you're not two, that's a dead giveaway.
Kid breaks more than the internet, I can tell you that.
He's solid, man. He is solid, and I mean that in the most loving way possible.
Breaking hearts and the internet.